Blog Talk Radio.
Let me leave this thing alone. Oh, praise the Lord. How many know it's prayer time?
It's prayer time. It's prayer time. Amen. Amen. And I tell you this one thing that we got to do. We must do. And we got to keep on praying, because prayer changes things. Prayer changes condition. Praise the Lord. Amen. Our Lord and Savior is a praying God. Amen. And we have a prayer warrior, intercessor here. Praise God, Sister Diane. I tell you, she's a bad light. She's a warrior. Praise God. I tell you, she's one won't quit. Man, she's getting phone calls, and man, during the day, during the night, early in the morning, whatever time. Praise God. She'll take time out. Man, she'll pray with you. Praise God. And she was one we'll get a prayer through. Praise God. And they constantly call her, too. Praise God. Amen. Touch and agree. How many know, amen, we're two touching and agreeing and believing God for the same thing. He said he'll do it. That's his word, you know. Now, if he spoke it, don't you know he can honor it? He can perform it? And that's what I thank God for, amen. We serve an awesome God. He's awesome. He's omnipotent. He's omnipresent. Praise the Lord. I tell you something else, too, that death angel is yet riding. Come on now. See, so don't get so caught up with the hustling and the bustling, praise the Lord, of this time of year, praise God. We want you to put it in perspective, amen. Always go with the Lord. Take the Lord with you, up and down these dangers and the busy highways, praise God. Amen. Ask him to bless you going out and you're coming in, praise God. You ain't made 22 yet. Come on now. We close. You know, we close. But you know what? Every year, Sister Diane, going to carry a number. Come on now. See? But what is your concern? Is your name in the Lamb Book of Life? Is your name there? Talk to me. Think about it. I just want to give you a little something to think about. Praise the Lord. You know? It's all right that go and have your entertainment and have fun and all that. The Lord wants you to enjoy yourself. You know, he don't want you to be miserable and disgusted and twiddling your fingers and having a pity party. You don't want that for your life, you know. But always remember to seek him first. And all of his righteousness. And he said all these other things will be what? Added. See, he's going to give you that anyway. But put him first. God always wants to be loved first. He wants to be served first. Serve ye the Lord while you're amongst the land of the living. See, he said when night come, that means when you're out of here. See, because one thing about it, it's appointed once for man to die. And after death, going to be the judgment. So we just want to just put you in remembrance. Praise God, and put things in perspective. And that's what it's all about, in the name of Jesus. All right, praise the Lord. I'm going to say again, it's prayer time, and I'm going to decrease. Let the woman of God come, amen, go into the throne of grace. Sister Diane.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We bless your name, Lord. We magnify your name. Lord, you're King of Kings and Lords of Lords, and there is no other God but you. You're the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last, our Creator. And we say thank you. Heavenly Father, as we come before you, we ask you, O God, for forgiveness, Lord, and those that we're praying for. Forgiveness of all sin that we have committed against you in thought, deeds, actions, knowingly and unknowingly, Father, grieving the Holy Spirit. Heavenly Father, we ask for your forgiveness. And Father, as you are just to forgive us, we forgive those that trespassed against us, Lord. Father, we thank you for this day, Lord, a day that wasn't promised to us, Lord. We woke up this morning, clothed in our right mind, Lord, Father, being able to do not just for ourselves, Lord, but for others. And Father, we take that not for granted, Lord. Heavenly Father, as I lay my hand upon this prayer list, you know each and every person, name by name, Lord, what they're in need of, Lord. Some ask for prayer for themselves, some ask for prayer for others. Father, we thank you, Lord, Father, for the prayers that you have already answered, the prayer that you're answering as we pray, Lord, and the prayer, Lord, Father, that you're about to answer. Now, Heavenly Father, as we touch and agree, Lord, Father, and all those that ask for prayer, we thank you right now for your will being done in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Lenora, Lord. Father, you know what she's in need of right now, Lord, Father. And Father, as we hold her before you, we plead the blood of Jesus over her from the crown of her head, Father God, to the soles of her feet. And Father, we speak healing to her body right now, Lord, Father. Peace right now to her mind right now in the name of Jesus. Father, you say healing is the children's bread, Lord, Father. So, Father, we ask that you send forth your healing virtue, Lord, Father, to flow through and through her right now in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Deshaun, Lord, Father. Thank you, Lord, Father, for bringing him through that accident, Lord, Father. Father, we praying right now, Lord, Father, for his salvation, Lord, Father. And Father, that he know, Lord, Father, that it was nobody else but you, Lord, Father. And Father, bring him back to his remembrance of his word, Lord, Father. Father, for what he want to do for you right now in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Javion right now, Lord. Father, you know what he's in need of, Lord, Father, the situation that he is facing, Lord, Father. And Father, we pray also for his salvation right now, Lord, Father. Father, touch their mother right now, Lord, Father. Give her guidance right now, Lord, Father. And Father, let her look to you right now in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you those that have lost loved ones right now, Lord, Father. We thank you, Lord, Father, for bringing Nikki and her family through, Lord, Father, of the laying of their grandmother, Lord, Father. We ask you right now, O God, to touch First Lady Clark and her family right now, Lord, Father, on the loss of her sister right now, Lord, Father. Give them the peace and the comfort, Lord, Father, that they need in you, Lord, Father. Father, knowing that you will not leave them comfortless, Lord. And Father, those that don't know you as their Lord and Savior, Lord, let them examine themselves, Lord, Father. And Father, we thank you right now that they would look and run to you like never before, Lord. Father, touch right now, Lord. Touch those, Lord, Father, that lost loved ones in those states that those tornadoes went through, Lord, Father. Have mercy right now, O God, upon them, Lord, Father. O Father, comfort their hearts, Lord, Father. Father, knowing that it's close, Lord, Father, to Christmas, Lord, Father, and the remembrance, Lord, Father. So, Father, we thank you that you let them, Father, think about the good times, Lord, Father, that they had with their loved ones right now in the name of Jesus. Father, touch Jack right now, Lord, Father, on the loss of his family members, Lord, Father, in that fire, Lord, Father. Touch his family right now, Lord, Father. Father, to lose so many people at one time, Lord, Father, is devastating, Lord, Father. So, Father, strengthen their hearts right now, Lord, Father. Strengthen their hearts. Touch their minds. Father, give them the peace that passes all understanding right now, Lord, Father. Father, we know you make no mistakes in nothing that you do, Lord, Father. We may not understand, Lord, Father, but Father, all we can do is trust in you right now in the name of Jesus. Again, Father, we thank you, Lord Father, for all the updates, Lord Father, that we got, Lord, for those that was on the prayer list, Lord Father. We thank you, Lord Father, for that praise report from our Connie that she is cancer-free, Lord Father. We know, Lord Father, that nothing was too hard for you, Lord. And we thank you, we glorify and magnify you, Lord Father, for hearing the prayers, Lord Father. We thank you right now, Lord Father, for bringing Ruth Roman out of the hospital, Lord Father. We thank you, Lord Father, how you have just touched her body, Lord Father. Everything that the doctor continue to say they see, Lord Father, you continue to prove them wrong, Lord Father. You continue, Lord Father, to touch her body, Lord Father. And we give you honor and we give you glory and we give you praise, Lord. Father, letting others know, Lord Father, that if you can do it for these that ask for prayer, Lord Father, as we touch and agree with them, Lord Father, that you can do it for them too, Lord Father, if they only believe, Lord Father. And Father, we thank you. We thank you for even touching Briston as well, Lord Father. Update that he is doing great, Lord Father. Imagine, see, not even his little children, Lord, that you have forgotten, Lord. And we thank you for touching his little body right now in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Brian right now, Lord. Father, as we continue to hold him before you, Lord, we ask you for guidance, Lord Father, for him, Lord Father. And Father, touch his children right now, Lord Father. We thank you how you continue, Lord Father, to touch his body, Lord Father, the healing of his kidneys and his liver right now, Lord Father. We thank you, Lord Father, for where you have brought him from, Lord Father, and he don't even need dialysis. Ain't God good? I tell you, we thank you. Thank you, Lord, for the prayers of the righteous. We thank you, Lord, as you continue to answer prayer, Lord. Father, you may not answer the prayer how we want it, Lord, Father, but we thank you, Lord, Father, for when it's done, we know it's nobody but you, Lord, that gives you, Lord, Father, all the praises, Lord, Father, the blessings, Lord, Father, that you continue to bestow upon us, Lord, Father. Father, you said when the praises go up, the blessings come down, Lord, Father. So we will continue to praise and worship you, O God, for everyone in this prayer list, Lord, Father. We will praise you, Lord, Father, for their healing, Lord, for whatever they're in need of, Lord, Father. We will continue to praise you, Lord, Father. And, Father, not by ourselves, Lord, Father, as we touch and agree with all those that hear this broadcast. And, Father, continue to touch and agree with us, Lord, Father. We thank you, we glorify and magnify you, Lord. Heavenly Father, I hold before you my leaders, my apostle, my bishop, my pastor, Lord Father. As I hold them before you, Lord Father, I plead the blood of Jesus over them from the crown of their head, Father God, to the soles of their feet. And Father, I ask that you continue to keep that hedge of protection around about them, Lord Father. Father, as they teach and preach, Lord Father, your word, Lord Father, what thus say the Lord, Father, and not water down the word, Lord Father. So, Father, I thank you for that hedge of protection round about them, Lord. I thank you, Lord, how you continue to refresh, refill, and rejuvenate them right now, Lord. Continue to give them the strength that they need in you right now in the name of Jesus. And Heavenly Father, we cancel any and every assignment that was sent towards this broadcast to try and hinder anyone listening or speaking on this broadcast. And Father, we render it null and void right now in the name of Jesus. And we say, Holy Spirit, show up and show out. Holy Spirit, have your way. Holy Spirit, we welcome you this day. Holy Spirit, take control of this broadcast right now in the name of Jesus. Give your people the ears to hear and the heart to receive the word as it come forth this day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
And amen again. Praise the Lord. We thank God, amen, for the praise report in the prayer. Praise God. The Lord is yet on the move in the earth realm and destroying the yokes. Praise God on our behalf. Man, that's enough to, you know, come on now, to make you shout right there. Amen. We rejoice with them. Praise God. You know, don't have to get dialysis. Don't you know that's a miracle? Come on here. That's a miracle. Praise the Lord. Amen. How many know, amen, that our Lord and Savior yet have a miracle with your name on it? Oh, yes. Come on now. He said, what I do for one, I do for all. Oh, I'm glad about it. We serve an awesome God. He's omnipotent. He's on that presence, and he's everywhere all at the same time. Praise the Lord. Oh, we serve a mighty God. Praise God. He's awesome. Praise the Lord. He's yet doing great things. You know, Sister Diane, I thank God. I mean, you made my day. Praise God. I mean, that was a praise report in the prayer. And praise God. God have delivered off dialysis. You know, I tell you, that's a miracle. In the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. We much prayer. Much power. Less prayer, less power. Oh, you got to call him. You got to call him. You got to bless his name. Praise the Lord. Amen. Man, are you ready to bless his name? Come on now. Yeah, that's it. You know, we say here all the time here at City of Victory, if the Lord woke you up this morning, you are beyond a miracle now. Come on now. So don't take it lightly and don't take it for granted. Because this is God's grace and his mercy. Praise the Lord. Oh, I bless his holy name in the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. Amen. We thank God here. Praise God. And you know, it's time to talk about it. We'd like for you to share your testimony. Praise God. Amen. You know, we open up the line. We're going to do it on Christmas Day anyway. You know, we're going to do it. Close to Christmas? We're going to do it. I think that's what, next week?
Don't say Christmas is next week.
What it is? Is it coming? We close, right? We close. What the day is? The day what?
Sure is.
Yeah. Sure is. Next week. I tell you, time is winding down. Praise God. Amen. It's wait on no man. Time wait on no man. Praise the Lord. Amen. We got to catch up. I tell you. This year of 2021 is going out of here. Praise God. So we got to move with the time. Come on now. So at this time, we're going to turn it in the hands. Praise God. Oh, praise the Lord. Okay. All right. Okay. All right, I'm going to read what we did on yesterday. And
you giving me a little word?
Oh, thank you. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, God. I'm ahead of myself here this morning. Praise the Lord. Thank you for... All right. All right, let me give you a little thought for the day. That's what you're talking about here. I had forgotten. I was getting ready to turn it over. All right. What we turn to in our hour of sadness is determined largely by what we yearn for in our hour of gladness. Okay? Who seek pleasure, let him receive. Who seek happiness, let him give. Who seek satisfaction, let him achieve. Who seek joy, let him serve. Who seek growth, let him think. Who seek knowledge, let him study. Who seek wisdom, let him meditate. Who seek success, let him prepare. Who seek excellence, let him sacrifice. Who seeks perfection, let him persist. Who seek contentment, let him trust. Who seek friendship, let him care. Who seek truth, let him search. Who seek greatness, let him dare. Who seek fulfillment, let him love. Who seek forgiveness, let him forgive. Who seek peace, let him pray. It's kind of long, but every one of them is so true. I'm going to read that again. What we turn to in our hour of sadness is determined largely by what we yearn for in our hour of gladness. Who seek pleasure, let him receive. Who seek happiness, let him give. Who seek satisfaction, let him achieve. Who seek joy, let him serve. Who seek growth, let him think. Who seek knowledge, let him study. Who seek wisdom, let him meditate. Who seek success, let him prepare. Who seek excellence, let him sacrifice. Who seek perfection, let him persist. Who seek contentment, let him trust. Who seek friendship, let him care. Who seek truth, let him search. Who seek greatness, let him dare. Who seek fulfillment, let him love. Who seek forgiveness, let him forgive. And who seek peace, let him pray. Praise the Lord. And every one of them, if you seek it, it's so true. Pleasure, happiness, satisfaction, joy, growth, knowledge, wisdom, success, excellence, perfection, contentment, friendship, truth, greatness, fulfillment, forgiveness, and peace. Bind all of them together if you seek it. And that seek means serious. Praise the Lord. Man, and you'll come out victorious in the name of Jesus. And you can do every one of them. You can do it. Praise God. If you put your mind to it, praise God. Why? Because a quitter will never win. But a winner will never quit. So God bless you today. May heaven continue to smile on you. Amen. Sister Diane.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I will pray before I come before you. Heavenly Father, as I come before you, Lord, I ask, Lord Father, that you decrease me, Lord Father, as you increase in me, Lord. Father, I give honor, Father, to my apostle, to my bishop, and to my pastor. Father, most of all, I give honor and glory and praise to you, Lord. So, Father, as you decrease me, Lord Father, as you increase in me, Father, as I open my mouth, Lord Father, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be holy and acceptable unto you, Lord Father. Father, let it be your words. Let it be the word, Lord Father, that the people needs at this time, Lord. Father, I ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, you know, it's always a privilege to come and talk about God. It's always a privilege to help someone else learn more about God. Amen. So today, as I come and I bring forth what God gives me, feel free to press the number 1. At any time, if you have a question, if you're in need of prayer, you can press that number 1. Don't be ashamed. If you want to accept God in your life or rededicate your life, go ahead and press the number 1. So, just know, share the number with a friend. They can go on our Facebook page. They can click on the link. They can listen in on whatever devices that they have. Or you could just give them the number, and you could tell them if you have a question, you're in need of prayer or whatever, click that one. Just press that number one on your phone. Know one thing. We will not tolerate foolishness on Time to Talk About It. My topic today, which I got from yesterday when Bishop was talking about the 10 virgins, the wise and the foolish, and I came with self-examination. And I was like, self-examination is something that we all need to do every day, as I say. Examine yourself on a daily basis. When you turn your life over to Christ, we have so much issues that we are bringing from in the world. And a lot of people think that I have so much issues going on, you know, I got to clean myself up before I go into church. No. You don't have to clean yourself up before you go into church, because he going to clean you up. But you have to be a willing vessel. You can't say, today I want to be clean, tomorrow I'm going to be dirty. You know. He will wash you in his blood, because why? There's cleansing in the blood. And when we examine ourselves, how do we examine ourselves? What does self-examination mean? And when I looked it up, it says, examination of one's own thoughts and feelings. And this is the part that I just laughed to myself, where it says, many people use the dawning of a new year as an occasion for some quiet self-examination. And in a conversation was even mentioned about the new year coming and a topic for it. I tell you, I was like, Lord, I don't know what I'm going to say today. I said, I know I wrote down something, but I didn't know what I did with it. And in conversation, you just continue to talk. And every one of us, when we go to church, we do communion. And in communion, you know what the words say, if you don't know, I don't know if your pastor read it to you all, your leader, whoever, you know, read it. But when you go to 1 Corinthians 11, and we're going to go 24. Say, and when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. After the same manner, also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death till he come. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. Now 28 says, but let a man examine himself, And so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. Now, before when we're communing, before you even eat or drink, you get that time to examine yourself, ask God for forgiveness, whatever you need to do, get it right with God. And before we enter even into the church doors, that's what we should be doing. And not just examining ourselves, but asking God to help us. Help us in things that is habitual in our lives. If you cannot be truthful with yourself, who can you be truthful with? When you're examining yourself, you know you curse a lot. And we say curse and using those foul language. He's like, you know, Lord, I curse too much. I need to clean this hair up. I need to get rid of this because this is not of you. This is not the language that you speak. See, as we begin to clean ourselves and get rid of, you know, stuff that we hold on to, don't want to get rid of, we have to ask God. When we continue to say, okay, you find, you say, matter of fact, say, God, show me. That's what we was told. When you're looking in that mirror, ask God, show me. And when he begin to show you who you are, begin to clean it up. And I'm looking here. I didn't even make note where it's at. But I remember that Apostle and Pastor Sharon a couple years ago preach about shedding and the other one embracing, you know. And in order for you to, you know, become who God wants you to be, you got to shed a few stuff. Not a few, but as you continue to shred the stuff, your skin becomes brighter. Just like you see a snake will shed its skin and it gets new skin. It's the same as every chip that you have on your shoulder, you know, about what mommy did, what daddy did, what sister did, what whoever did. As soon as you, you know, acknowledge that and just, you know, brush it off. Allow God to take it off of you and not continue to keep it. Lord, help me. That's a prayer. Lord, help me. I hear them say, Lord, help. I need your help. We can't do it by ourselves. And trust me, when you begin to examine yourself, and as you open up and release, you know you're going to have the naysayers and everybody else around to question who you are, question who you're becoming. They are not going to like it. When you say, God, I want to make that change, and I need your help. I'm around bad people that influence me in doing bad things. Remove them from my life. I'm not saying And let me say it straight. I'm not saying tell God, oh, kill them. No. Remove them from your life. Meaning that, you know, what did they go to another state? You all don't cross path. Whatever it is, he can do it. And when he begin to do it, do yourself a favor. Don't say, but why this person ain't talking to me? That's part of you, you know, when you're examining yourself, about the company that you keep, your attitudes that you have, the way you carry yourself, because we're supposed to be the church. So if we're supposed to be the church and the world is looking at us because we're saying we're Christians, and you walking around saying, I'm a Christian, but you out there doing everything under the sun other than what God asks you to do. That's when they're going to continue to talk about you. Then you become a hypocrite to the word. You don't want to become a hypocrite to the word. Examining ourselves on a daily basis. On a daily basis. And that part with the shedding, I remember Apostle said, in order for you to be what you are called to be, you have to go through change and embrace what God is doing in our life. You have to go through that process, a process that is painful at times, because things that you have held on to for so long, you don't know how to let it go. You don't want to talk about it. That is part of letting stuff go, releasing it from you, releasing it out of your spirit, and not allowing the enemy to have that power over you anymore. All your deep, dark secrets that you think that you have, you may have them from other people, but you don't have them from God. He knows all. He sees all. Examining ourselves, God, paying attention to how we treat and handle people. The reason behind why we do that. You sit back and think, have you ever gotten an argument with someone and then you just stop? And when you stop, he's like, in the first place, was this argument even necessary? Was it necessary? Or did something else, you know, was bothering us that allow us to act the way that we act? These are things that you sit down in your quiet time and you think, your actions that you have done. You may have talked about someone knowing good and well that what you were saying was not true. But the seed that you planted, now you don't know how to go back and correct that seed. You have to ask for forgiveness and have to ask God, show me how to do this here right, how to make this here right. Every action get a reaction. So when you react, guess what? Take that time and sit back throughout the day. Matter of fact, you can even do it today. Throughout your day, whatever you may be doing, you may be at work, someone take you off, you know, driving, someone take you off, the words that you say, that may have come out of your mouth. And you just take that time. Sit back on your lunch break and examine what you did today. Wait till you get home. No, you're going to just want to eat and go to bed. Think about it. We are being watched under a microscope. A microscope. That's how the world is watching us today, under a microscope. We're supposed to be, you know, a child of God. I'm like, when Bishop talk about the wise and the foolish yesterday, what were the wise doing? The wise was cleansing themselves. They was preparing themselves. That's what they was doing. While the others, let's just say they just wanted to party and want to wait at the last minute to think that they can make it right with God. But God timing and your timing ain't the same. It is not the same. So when I'm talking about examining yourself, you examine yourself and go before God. Go before God. He is the one that can help, not man. You can go to your leader. You may be troubled about something, a habit that you may have. And you can go to your leader. If you cannot trust your leader, you're in the wrong place. You trust your leader to give you godly advice. You trust your leader to give you godly wisdom. And I thank God for being in the presence of my leaders, that I can go and I can ask if I have trouble dealing with something that from, it could be from your past, a situation that you're dealing with right now. You don't know how to get through it, but you're trying to get through it on your own. Some of us is not that well spiritually grounded that they can go and, you know, go before God like that or feel that they can. We cleanse our body of, we go on fast. We cleanse it of food. We cleanse our body of, when you fast, and some people say, well, okay, I'm going fast from watching TV for the day or for the week or however. Or I'm fasting, you know, I'm going to stop eating this certain type of food just to see how, you know, the body is reacting. You're doing all this. You're doing, okay, you're fasting the body. You're cleansing the body, but what about the mind? The mind that holds everything up in there, your thought patterns. When you're thinking those thoughts of suicide or, you know, want to hurt someone or things, again, that you have blocked out. All that is up in the mind that you have to cleanse your mind in order to hear. In order to hear what God is trying to say to you. In order for you to operate in the function and the gifts that God have for you. Can we just take that moment today? You could start off with 5 minutes and spend that 5 minutes with yourself and God. Because it's a terrible thing if you can't even spend time with yourself. You have to be around people 24/7. Take that time. Sit down. Cleanse your mind. Release stress. Release hurt. Because whether we want to believe it or not, those are the things that make us sick. Make our body sick, create all kind of sickness within our bodies. Lack of rest creates your immune system to be weakened. You know, you're stressing, you're not sleeping, you're not eating. You know, all this here that you're going, stop. Stop. Lord, I need you. Lord, I need your help. This is what I'm dealing with. This is what I'm going through. Help me, Lord. This is what I've been through. Help me, Lord. This is why I react, you know, this way to certain people. Ask God today for help. Ask him today for help. How can you help somebody else if you can't even help yourself? We get delivered from stuff. Yes. We get delivered from stuff. And when you get delivered, I told you all, those are the very same people, type of people, that is going to come into your path. And when they come into your path, it's for you to help them through what you just came through. Help them through. That's releasing everything. You're able to help somebody else. You're able to help them to go through what it is that they're going through and not stand still. When you go to Psalms 23, say, yeah, though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death. He said, walk through. He didn't say stand still. He said, walk through. You're walking through your self-examination. If you examine yourself, you won't need nobody to examine you. You won't need nobody to tell you, hey, you need to check that attitude at the door. You need to check what you're saying to people. You need to check how you're talking to people. You need to check how you're treating people because this is what you're doing. This is what you're doing. And we do not, some people will come to you in a kind manner and tell you. Other people, because trust me, I had it done to me. People will use that opportunity. When they say constructive criticism, which constructive criticism are you talking about? Are you talking to, you know, get back at the person, to embarrass the person, but you're saying it's constructive criticism. These are the things that when we doing stuff, We have to check ourselves. So if you don't understand self-examination, check yourself. Check yourself on what it is that you're doing. When you're giving constructive criticism, it's to help that person. That person may not know that, you know, this is the way that they're talking. This is the way that they're treating somebody. Why? Because they have been doing it so long. That is just part of them. But that part of them got to go because it's not part of God. That's part of the shredding process. Examining. Take that off. Being on that part of his wheel. All that stuff is coming off. Being able to stand even when they talk down to you. You're not this. You'll never be this. And you all know. Parents will tell you, You will never mount up to nothing. You're just like this. You're just like that. You have parents that do that, and you think that you're not taking it in, but that subconscious took it in. All that you have to let go. Things that you have hidden so deep, ask God to reveal it to you. And you listen, you won't have to tell nobody that you're a Christian. You won't have to tell nobody that you're living for Christ. Your words, your actions will show why. Because you're constantly examining yourself. You're constantly making things right. You're constantly asking God for forgiveness. We can't do nothing without God. So don't think that, oh, because, you know, I was out there prostituting, I was out there on drugs, whatever it is, don't ever think that you cannot come to God. He is the one that created us. We didn't create ourselves. And when he created us, he made it us in his own image and his own likeness. And he sent his only begotten son to die on the cross for our sins. So we can go before him. In this time that we're in right now is some people can't handle the times that we're in. You have a lot of people committing suicide because they can't handle the pressure. They can't handle what people say about them. You even have little children today committing suicide because they're being bullied and stuff in school. And you know, parents, y'all ought to check yourself when, you know, they come and tell you this is what your child is doing. Don't cloak for your child. Don't cloak for your child because you'll be going hell with your child as well. And what example are you showing your child that it's okay for you to tell someone that, you know, they're poor, they don't look good? Instead of doing that, turn it around. Go to that parent and see what you can do to help. See what you can do. Change things. Things that you normally would do in the negative, change it to a positive. Change it to a positive. Help. You don't see people rushing to help nobody. They are selective on who they help. But what did God say about it? Did he say it's okay to just help those that are within our circle? You know, because, you know, if I need a dollar, I can go to this person and I can get a dollar because I know they're going to give me a dollar. So, you know, if they need help in any way, you know, I'm going to help them. But you see someone there that's in need, and I'm going to say to we as a church at time should be ashamed of ourselves because we're sitting right there amongst people that are hurting, and instead of we help, we talk about them. You're getting your little clique. Someone may be coming to the church and, you know, they may not have the proper clothing or whatever. They just walking off the street. And when you think that because they're out in the world that they don't sense or they can't feel when people is just staring at them or, you know, they do. Just like you do, they do too. The words say, if they're hungry, feed them. If they need clothes, clothe them. But no, what do? Half the time, we talk about them. Oh, look at the clothes they have on. You know, look how they look. And what's not? What about turning it around and helping? Maybe if you begin to do it, your very clique that you're in will begin to do it also, and the love will spread from breast to breast. It'll go. You're showing forth the God within you. We come in to church and leave the same way that we come in. Why did you come to church? You come to church and say, well, hey, I was in church on Sunday. What did you get out of church? Did you get out of the word, show love one to another? Did you get out of the word that God is loving, merciful, and forgiving, that he will even forgive you for your sins? Did you get anything out of the word, or you just went to church and say, just look at the pastor, look how the pastor dressed, or what the pastor was saying, and then you carry the message out wrong? Why? Because you wasn't paying attention. You wasn't seeing what you can get, not just naturally, but spiritually, to clean up ourselves. We're not seeing that. We make, resolution? That's what you call it? You make it in the month of December. Yeah, January 1st, I'm going to stop drinking. I'm going to stop whole hopping. I'm going to stop going to the club. Yes, I say it. Okay, all this, I'm going to stop smoking. I'm going to stop lying. It don't even last a week, man. I'm going to tell you why it don't last a week, and it's a process. Because we were so accustomed to doing it for so long. It takes God to deliver you right then and there. Okay? But that process that we have to go through, we don't want to go through the process. I told you all before, we had to do an assignment. 1 week. You hear Jesus tell his disciple to pray for 1 hour, and they couldn't even pray for 1 hour. 1 hour now. Mind you, 60 minutes. And they fell asleep. And we had 1 week. 1 week. And the assignment was, okay, you think positive. The minute you think negative, guess what? You got to start all the way back over to the beginning. So when you start back over, you know that's when your week begin, right? I'm not going to lie. I didn't even make it through the week. I can't tell you how much weeks, okay, because it's a process. You may accomplish one thing. You may accomplish one thing. And this is where you change your thought pattern when you're examining yourself. Okay, that's something that we ought to do, and you're going to see how things are going to change. You're going to see. Try that out. And you know what? I would like for y'all, right, when y'all try this out, please, 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 call us back here on time to talk about it. Let me give you all the number again. 347-857-3925. And I want you to press that number 1. And whoever is on the other end of this line, you tell them that, you know what, this is how long it took me to go through the week, a week, without thinking negative. Without saying something negative to someone, or talking negative about someone. Because you know what? If you think it's that easy, you please, please try it. Because people are going to kick you off. And as soon as you begin, if you say, okay, you know what? you know, people like to tick me off, so I'm going to just turn the other cheek and say, you know, Lord, I lay them before you, instead of cussing them out. I'm telling you, because it is a challenge. And this is part of, you know.
So in other words, counting to 10 don't work?
Counting to 10. Listen, if it do not work for a child that's sitting in timeout and that child know they do wrong, and we are grown folks, tell the truth, shame the devil. If you come out your mouth and say, yeah, I didn't speak nothing negative about nobody for the whole week. Can you believe it? I said, I can believe it. And how many weeks it took you to do that? How many weeks it took you to do that? Because the thought going to come, because that's the enemy job. When you're trying to do right, there you go. When you're trying to do right, remember, we are spiritual first. This body here is to keep us grounded here on earth. Okay? And I'm serious. You may hear us laugh, and it's good when, you know, yes, we could give you scripture, and everything is good to even just talk, real talk. But that assignment there for the listeners today, I challenge y'all to do that. If you do it in 1 week, you do it in 1 week. Lord, I'd say thank you. You're one of the few. You are one of the few. That's part of examining ourselves, changing the way we think, changing the way we speak, changing the way how we handle people. And don't be so big that you can't go to someone and ask them for forgiveness, because you know you've done wrong. It takes two. It takes two. It wasn't just them that did something. I'm pretty sure you did your share too. I'm pretty sure you did. But I tell you, and is there anybody today willing to do that challenge for 1 week? You can start today. And you can call us back on Thursday and said, I did it, or I'm still a work in progress. It's time to talk about it. And I thank God for the host, Apostle Porter, you know, because she's real and she's direct. And she ain't have no problem pulling you up. None at all. So who's gonna take the challenge today? Anybody wanna, you know, press that one and, you know, say, I'm gonna do it today. I'm gonna at least try today. That's all right. You don't have to press the one to tell me you're gonna do it. Because even in your heart, if you say you're gonna do it, you're gonna try it, God hears you. He knows. And he knows the challenge that you're going to face. He knows that when you begin to examine yourself, things begin to get real, real at the time. So, like I say, examine yourself. And if you take the challenge today, whether you acknowledge it on air or not, hey, remember that God loves you, and even though you mess up, you can still go before him. He is merciful, he's loving, and he's a God of many chances. He is long-suffering. At this time, I turn it over to Bishop Porter.
That's good. Praise the Lord. Amen. Man, gee, give you a challenge now. See, I'd like to know how many are going to take the challenge. Come on now. And that's a fair one, you know, and you can start today. You know, your challenge can be from this Thursday to next Thursday. And see how good you can, you know. Let be honest. And here's the thing. Be honest with yourself. You know, and as she was ministering, I was looking here in 2 Corinthians in chapter 13 and verse 5. It said, examine yourself.
I have that right there too.
Whether you be in the faith. See? Prove your own self. See how God put us together? Be on one accord. See? Knowing ye not your own self, how that Jesus Christ is in you, see, except you be reprobated. Now, examine yourself. Think about what Sister Diane just said to you, praise the Lord, about the commune. And, you know, whatever church you go in, you whatever Sunday that you take it, you know, now, our Lord and Savior ain't no long time for giving you. Some people don't take it because they done messed up and all that, you know. But see, here's the thing. He's a forgiving God. See, if you say, Lord, forgive me, I have sinned. He forgive you if you mean it from your heart. See? Now, she touched on being around folk who you know going to cause you to do things that is not pleasing in the sight of God. So what you have to do, you have to separate yourself. That's why the word of God tells us to come out from among them and be ye separate, said the Lord. That don't make you better than them, see? But you are special, see? And it's a different. You have to tell them, see? See, I go to church now. I serve the Lord. See? But now they're going to watch you. That way now you're on the spot once you tell them that. See? And if they see that you really mean business, that you don't smoke no more, you don't drink no more, you don't go out there cheating and doing that stuff, you know, along with them. See? When they see that you have changed, see, they will respect you, and they will, you know, that's how you draw. You know, your best testimony is your life. That's why we plead with you and ask you to call in and share your testimony of where God have brought you from. See, you know, you use the term, he brought you out of darkness into the what? Marvelous light. That means he brought you out of sin. Praise God. And that's what the commune, when you take commune, whatever Sunday you take it in your church, that's what it was all about back in the biblical day. And they was commemorating of what Christ had done for them. Before even Christ, back in Moses and them time, when they put the blood over the doorposts. See, and when God said when he see the blood, he will pass them by. See, that's what it was. That's what the blood represent. And now, when she read it about the New Testament, when he took it on the Last Supper with his disciples, this is what he was saying. See, it is a New Testament. See, his broken body. And when he went to the cross, how he suffered, he bled and died for our sins. See? So that's what it was all about, in the name of Jesus. See? So this is what she is telling us. Praise God. See? So now, what about you? And you yet have time. He said, the day you hear my voice, harden not your heart. See? So now examine yourself. Now, if we go to 1 Corinthians, where she was, in chapter 11, there, in verse 28, Paul said it again. But let a man do what? examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. You do it. We good at examining other people. Now, come on now. See, you for you ain't got off the air. You got the spot over it. Okay. See, in 29 say, for he or she that eat and drink unworthy, eat and drink damnation to himself, see, to yourself, not discerning the Lord's body. See, ain't got nothing to do with it. That's why you have to examine yourself. You see, are you worthy to eat of the drink? That's why you have to repent. Keep a repentant heart. This is what Sister Diane is trying to tell us. You keep a repentant heart. During the run of a day, you'll say some things, think some negative. This is what she is saying to you and I. During the run of a day, thoughts come to your mind. Now that's when you got to have your computer mind on. Then you hit that, you're good at with the phone, hitting delete. Ain't that what we hit? Delete it out of your mind, see, and keep on going so you can make that week. And you call next week and say, Sister Diane, I made it, see. Every time it came, I deleted it. See? So praise the Lord. See, because it's a wall. It's a battle between the flesh and the spirit. See? But when we talk about God, we think spiritual first, because God is the spirit. And he looked for such to serve him in spirit and in truth. Praise the Lord. See? And you can make it. Why? Because Jesus done prayed the prayer. He paid it all. See, the battles have already been fought and already been won when he gave his life. So don't say that you can't do it. Oh, I can't do it. Yeah, you can. Quit saying can't. Me and Sister Diane got a thing. Can't in the Bible one time. God can't fail. Come on now. See? He's able to do abundantly and above that all that we can ask or think according to the power that lies within us. See what he's going to give you? Greater that is in you than he that is in the world. See? So don't say you can't make it. Jesus then prayed the prayer, and he gave his life. What more can he do? Now, see? And it's a free gift. He said, whosoever will, let him come. And when you come, he will in no wise cast you out. He loved me. He always got with outstretched arms. See? And when we partake of his broken body, his shed blood of what he's done for us on the cross of Calvary. See? It also says here in verse 26, for as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord death until he come. Some churches do it. Religious do it every Sunday. A lot of Baptist church doing the first Sunday. Some do it on the third. But notice he didn't say what particular Sunday. He said as often. See, it didn't mean, one particular day as often. You could do it every day. See, so as often, you do show his death until he come. That's right. See, so this is what it's all about. Praise God. But now, remember the challenge now. See, if you want to start today, that's what I would do. I would start today. And I will gauge myself from this Thursday, from the time we get off the air, until next Thursday. See? And then that's to be your gift. I made it on Christmas. Praise the Lord in the name of Jesus. Made it on Christmas. Ain't God good? And he is good all the time. Praise the Lord. Amen. I tell you, I enjoyed her. Praise God. Amen. Is one now. The Lord have really elevated. And see, this is what it's all about. Amen. The Lord is looking for laborers in the vineyard. See? Amen. Whom he called, he qualified. Whom he qualified, he justified. It's all about him today. And that's what we are here for. We are here to lift up the name of Jesus. Now, we yet have a few more minutes. If you yet want to call, praise God. Amen. Call. Amen. And share a testimony with us. Praise God. Amen. Because we are right in the midst now of the holiday, Christmas time, praise God, a time to rejoice, praise God. And know not only that he's not only the reason for the season, but all 365 days of the year. Praise the Lord. It's all about him. Praise the Lord. He declared, if he be lifted up from the earth, he said he will draw what? All men unto him. Am I right? Praise the Lord. And truly, that's what we are here to do. We are here to lift up the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. Amen. We are every Wednesdays and Thursdays. Praise the Lord. Amen. From 9 until 10:30. Praise God. And I just thank God. Amen. For what he have done. Amen. Here, while we are on the air here. Truly, we are about God's business. Praise the Lord. But, you know, I thank God for that challenge. Thank God for that challenge. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Take it up. Take it up on it. Take it up on it. Amen. And then you can gauge yourself. You can see where you're at. Mm-hmm. Or see where you need to go. I'm going to say it like that. Well, ain't that fair? And that's fair. You see where you need to go. Thank you, Sister Diane. That's a good challenge. To see where you need to go. Because truly now, the enemy going to come. Oh, he's going to come now. See? But praise the Lord. Amen. You got to have a well-made up mind. And your heart got to be fixed. And you can do it. You can do it. What we say? A quitter never win. But a winner will never quit. Praise the Lord. He did make up your mind. Have a well-made up mind. So I can do that for 1 week. You know, if you make that 1 week, guess what? Your mind going to tell you you can go two. And the next thing you know, you've been forgot about those things that are behind. Oh, help me somebody. And you can press towards that prize or that mark or high calling, which is in Christ Jesus. And next thing you know, you've been forgot about all them things that you used to do. And thank God for where you're at today. Ain't God good? Oh, praise the Lord. And he's good all the time. In the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. All right. Amen. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. In the name of Jesus. All right. In the name of Jesus. All right. Sister Diane.
Amen, amen, amen. I just thank God. I thank God for this day. I thank God for you all even tuning in to Blog amen. Talk Radio. We greatly appreciate you all. We do not take you all for granted. We thank you all for allowing God to speak to your heart as you receive the word that is coming forth. We say thank you. Join us again every Wednesday and Thursday to Blog Talk Radio. That calling number is 347-857-3925. Again, that's 347-857-3925. That's every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. You can also tune in to blogtalkradio.com/timetotalkaboutit. Or you can visit our Facebook page at Logion International Ministries and click on that link. Join us every Friday night at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for the Wailing Walls Prayer Conference line. The calling number is 712-832-7144, code 3333#. Again, that's 712-832-7144, code 3333#. So come on, let's tear the devil kingdom down and take back everything that we have allowed the enemy to steal from us. And know that prayer changed things. So come on, don't be ashamed. Stand up and be counted in the army of the Lord. Join us every Sunday at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for our Facebook Live service. Again, just go ahead and enter in Logion International Ministries. Click like and follow. That's every Sunday at 1 p.m. If you do not have Facebook, you can call in on that conference line. Again, that's 712-832-7144, code 3333#. And you can tune in also to the service on Sunday. Join us every Tuesday night at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Bible Talk with the City of Victory. Again, that call-in number is 712-832-7144, code 3333#. And come right back on and join us every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time for Blog Talk Radio. So have a blessed, wonderful, and safe weekend. Be blessed.
On my mind, searching for that peace, the peace I could not find. Then I kneel down to pray, pray, help me please. Then he said, you don't have to cry, 'cause I'll supply all your needs. I stop worrying
how the story ends.
When I let go,
I let go. When
and
I let God,
let him have,
let God have his
way.
That's when things start happening. I stop looking at back then.
When I let go,
I let go. When
I
let God,
let him have. So much going on, sometimes I can't find my way, and oftentimes I struggle from day to day. I have to realize that it's not my battle, it's not my battle to fight. I have to know if I put it in his hands, everything would be alright, yeah.
Soon as I
stop
worrying how the story is,
I can let go
when
I can let God,
let
him have,
let God
have
his
way. That's
when things
are happening. And let God, my brother, let go. And let God, my sister, you can't handle it. Let God.